At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Per caller, don't ask one question and then say, what about this, what about that? One question per caller. If you want full readings with their guests or with myself, you can do that and set that up, okay? These are sample readings, and so let's keep them that way, all right? Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love that I felt this morning when I woke up and that I feel right now. And you know, I just thank you so much for Rebecca. And when I was watching her videos today, I could just see the spirit shining through her. And it was just like watching a light bulb. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And I thank you for her journey. Not that she's gone through, but I'm excited about the journey you're about to take her on. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you so much. And the amazing books that she has put out there and the amazing readings that she has done that has touched countless lives. And maybe she'll never know how many lives she's touched. But, you know, I know that she's touched a lot. And I know that through this program today, she's going to touch some as well. And I thank you for that. She's going to touch mine here in a minute. And I thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners as always. I pray that you would just meet their needs and that you would help Rebecca and myself as we do this program, that we know what to say that might be that one thing that somebody needs to hear today. And so we thank you for the listeners and we thank you for that. And surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. And be sure that we're grounded in you, as always. And we say namaste, and we say amen. Let's open with this song. You can sing along. The song's called Hallelujah. And we'll be right back after this song with my amazing guest, Rebecca Ann. She'll be here shortly.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yogi Bhajan called it a
hallelujah,
a kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into self-love. Unconditional
hallelujah.
Self-love.
Hallelujah.
And where there's love,
hallelujah.
There's no fear.
Hallelujah.
And when there's no
hallelujah.
Fear, there's no anger.
Hallelujah.
Hypnotize
hallelujah.
Yourself into that
hallelujah.
Relationship with yourself now.
Hallelujah.
Love has no condition.
Hallelujah.
is right now.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Listen to your voice and then to everyone's as one.
Let me say hi to Rebecca. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm kind of in this meditation zone, singing hallelujah and going, yes.
I know. Hey,
I'm
I
kind of a praiser.
I know. I was like, yeah, I was in that zone too. I was like, okay, whoa, I think the song just ended. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I've done that a few times. I'll have, you know, these songs on, and then all of a sudden I go into that, you know, I forget, because I use a lot of this music to meditate by, and so I forget sometimes that I'm on air, and so it's like, okay, wait, there's
wait.
Quiet, yeah.
Dead air, no.
No, that's not good, no. Hey, yeah, dead airs, they were good. So, but hey, it's nice to meet you and a pleasure to have you on here today. And
Yeah.
And so can you just tell us, you know, in a nutshell as we get started here, maybe that might be a little hard for you to do, but who's Rebecca and stuff like that?
Oh, my gosh, I'm such a human. I'm such a normal, absolutely crazy, out of control, tattooed, wild human. And I see dead people.
Oh, bad. Okay.
So that just happens, you know?
Right.
And, I could go back into a lot of stories about way back, but my mother, she thought it was going to be a great idea for some reason for her to put our little pet poodle on my bed when I was like 4.5, 5 years old. And the poodle died on my bed in my arms, and I saw spirit go, and I was overwhelmed and full of joy, and everybody's crying around me. And then like a couple weeks later, I saw another apparition at the top of my stairs. I was kind of a latchkey kid, so I'm 5 years old. My brother's 9. I'm looking up at the top of the stairs. I got my grandfather standing there. He's dead. Right. I got him holding Winky, the poodle. And then next to him is this little girl that looks like my age, but very blonde. And I'm like, oh, that's really weird. So then the next, like, big thing that kind of defined the rest was my mother came home and quizzed me, you know. And finally she said, oh, by the way, you know, you're adopted, and that was your sister who we lost a year before we adopted you, and you just saw her in spirit, and yes, that was your grandfather, and of course I'm 5, so I knew how special I was and that I was supposed to be where I was supposed to be because the sister that had crossed before they adopted me told me so. I take that very seriously. So now I just talk to dead people for everybody. I love it.
Yeah, and that is amazing. I mean, that's just
an amazing story. I was like, whoa. My head, I think my head was spinning around a little bit, actually. But
I'm sorry. See, to me, it all seems very normal.
Yeah. Well, and I get that, you know, and I believe that, too. You know, when I was young, I started seeing stuff, and you know, and I thought, okay, everybody does. You know, I didn't.
Right?
Yeah, and so then then as I started getting a little older, I was like, okay, wait, why are people looking at me weird if everybody else is supposed to be doing that?
Oh, Michael, you know what? I bet you and I have a lot in common. You know what would happen to me when I was a teenager?
Okay.
I would get out of the car. People would be like, why are you getting out of the car? Like,
right.
Well, you know we're going to have a good time and all, but I want to get there, so I'm going to find a different way to get there, and I would get out. You know, and they'd get pulled over or something, you know.
Right.
And then after like a couple of months, I'd say this was between maybe my sophomore, junior year when I really started going out. And my mother would say, of course, my mother, completely holy roller, holy Roman Catholic, and I still
right.
am, and amen, and all that. She'd be like, you use your intuition. You use God's gift. So my whole life it was like, use it, use it, use it.
Yep.
So after a while, if I'd get out of the car, so would other people.
Right, there has to be a reason. Hey,
Rebecca's not going. I'm not going.
Hey, I tell people sometimes, Rebecca. I tell people sometimes. I say, hey, if you see the psychic running, you might want to be right with me. There might be
right.
a reason. Yeah, it'll. There might be a reason why I'm running.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
I remember once I said, oh, I'd love to move to New Hampshire, and all of my prepper friends out there and all my prepper peeps were like, oh, should we be moving? Do we have to move to New Hampshire? Why do we have to go? Do we have to get to the mountains? I'm like, relax. I just like New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
But you know, it is like that, because I have people that watch me, and if, you know, I'm saying I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, they go, why are you doing that? I was like, just because I want to. There's no big, huge deal,
yeah,
guys.
It's not always, you know, being psychic. I don't think, you know, it's not always.
Right.
It's not always a psychic thing.
Right. It's,
sometimes I just have an opinion or an idea. It doesn't
yeah.
have to, like, I don't know. That's just awesome.
Well, hey, at least you know, people probably. Well, we hope everybody's laughing with us. We, you know, we hope.
I'm
that
sure
everybody,
they are, or
yeah.
they don't get it, or
yeah.
you know. And I say all the time, this is something for everybody. This is
yeah,
not just
definitely.
Something for you and me. This is for all of us. I can't tell you how many times I've just, you know, been in different places where somebody will say something to me, and it's the clerk at the store, or it's the most unexpected
right.
comment that somebody will make, and I'll just go, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Now, I have a question for you, talking about stores. I have a question for you. You know, I'm sure that you've heard of the Long Island Medium.
I'm sorry. I'm losing you. I don't know if it's me or you. I'm on my home phone, and we're going to be getting a thunderstorm.
Okay,
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
My Long Island medium, are you asking me about her?
Yeah, have you heard
yeah.
of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you what my connection to the Long Island medium is.
Okay, all right.
So there's a long story and a short story, but I'll tell you the short part.
Okay.
I'm part of the Forever Family Foundation.
Okay.
So, plug for the Forever Family Foundation. They are the best people ever. Husband and wife, Fran and Bob, decided that they needed to pull in a non-religious, scientific organization to help people to understand that the afterlife really does exist.
Okay.
So they hold grief retreats, and they have what I consider to be the best mediums. And I met Teresa Caputo 8 years ago when I got certified for this. And she's also one of the certified mediums. So I know what she went through to be, you know, just to be a part of the organization. I'm not really a fan of certification. I don't think any medium is anywhere. But I loved the organization, and I figured I'd pass the test if God wants me there, and I did. So Teresa then, with her God first, then her hair, then her nails, the most awesome girl in the world, and then she winds up on this TV show. So I think it's phenomenal. I absolutely love her. She's, you know, I mean, I've worked alongside her maybe 3 or 4 times, I'm not sure, and throughout the country, too, not just in, well, I'm in Connecticut. I know you guys aren't. I was in Phoenix with Teresa since, and it's great to have that. Come on, Michael, don't you want to be on TV, too?
Say no.
You mentioned my YouTube videos. I'm, like, cringing. I go on, like, a tattoo show or something.
I know, but you put them out there for a reason. So
I know.
Yes. So, but no,
you know what, people,
reason,
the only thing I got to say about the Teresa show, I'll say in general about all shows. They're filming her for hours and hours and hours for one 25-minute show.
Right.
And it's great when somebody comes in and sits down in front of me and I say, your son is already here with me. His name begins with a J. Please confirm that for me. Great. Let me go into the rules of the reading. Let you know a little bit about what I do and I'll go back to your son.
Right.
Let his energy grow. You know, I mean, it's good if you can throw something out really quick like that and you're confident and the medium is really making a good connection. But at the same time, people don't always realize that, you know, what they're watching is not in succession.
Right. Yes.
And that's of all shows.
Yes. All shows. Yeah.
That's my...
Yes. And
okay,
a lot
I could
of those,
gripe
and,
on, but don't
yeah.
don't let me.
No. We won't let you. But I was getting to a point, and then we got off maybe a little farther.
I get off. Sorry,
that's okay.
I ramble.
All right, that's all right. I do too. But, hey, but what I was asking you, because she just, you know, goes into stores and meets people, and, you know, she'll talk to people on the streets and whatever. Now, have you ever done that?
Have I ever done that? Well, I can tell you one story. I'm going to say, no, I don't do that.
Okay.
But, you know, you get into those situations where, you know, you're stuck on a plane with somebody for 5 or 6 hours and they're like,
yeah.
Oh, what do you do?
Right.
And
yeah,
I do believe that. God put that person next to me. They asked the question. I told the truth, you know.
Right.
And I go through that process. So sometimes I do find myself doing readings in odd places, but I bring it to a different level. I'd rather not.
Okay.
I don't ever, ever, ever want to impede on somebody's free will. That's not my job. Nor do I really get enough information that I
right.
would ever feel that I needed to.
Right.
But one time, something really weird did happen.
Uh-oh.
I was in the grocery store, and I was up and down the aisles, and I saw this cute little old lady, and I knew that walking behind her was her cute little husband in spirit, and I was all excited, and
right.
and I'm watching it, and he's like, I can't say that it was an apparition, but it was so strong to me that he pointed to a Cheerios box. So I'm looking at this Cheerios box, and this is one of those big, big, I don't want to curse on, I almost cursed on radio,
uh-oh.
One of those big, old, big cereal boxes, and I'm thinking...
Right.
I don't need this much Cheerios, but I'm just going to get it. Fine. So I bought the big box of Cheerios because I felt like Spirit was telling me to do something. I could afford to do it. I'm just going to do it. Fine. So I take forever in the grocery store. I got 3 kids. And so I'm running through this, and I get to the aisle, and in front of me is this little old lady. And on the very end of my shopping cart is this huge box of Cheerios. And she looks at me, and she looks at the Cheerios, and she looks at me, and she points at them, almost exactly like he had pointed at them to me, with just the one finger and the straight out, and she points at it, and she goes, that's what my husband used to make me buy every single week.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And you just kind of stand there and go, I didn't even have to say anything, and look at the miracle that happened through me.
Right. Definitely.
Really? It's so cool.
Yeah, and now when I was watching some of your videos, let's talk about I saw you mentioned the word medium of the millennium. Or okay, so what does that mean?
Oh, it's Lo Cicero, by the way.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, we didn't get to your last name. Okay, Lo Cicero. All right. All right. Hey, I tried it, and I was like, okay, I don't know. I'll let her say it. Okay. All right. I'm going to have to start booking guests with, like, Jones and Smith. And...
Smith, yeah, okay. Nope. I was a Smith.
Okay.
At one point.
All right.
We're a big family.
Yeah. Well, I liked it when I saw your video and you said Rebecca, and I thought, okay, I'll introduce her like that so she won't have a problem with that and hit me or anything.
No, and you know I do that because of the grocery store. If somebody's walking around the grocery store and they're like, Rebecca Ann, and they run up to me and hug me and, like, knock me over, I know it's a client. And it happens more often than not. Like, sometimes it freaks me out the way people look starstruck, and I stand up. I'm like, get over it and give me a hug, you know? I'm not like that. Don't be starstruck with me. But if they call me Becky, then they know me from a long time ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought there was a story with that. I was going to go.
No.
All right. Okay. But, no. So, yeah, I have that, too. I mean, you know, I'll be in the store, and all of a sudden somebody, you know, hollers, Michael. And I was like, okay. But there's a whole bunch of Michaels, so it takes a while for me to realize they're hollering at me because I'm like, okay. You know, there's like billions. Have you ever really, you know, I'm going to do a study sometime on how many Michaels there are because there has to be a whole bunch of them. Okay. So, but I'm glad there's you, and so I appreciate you being here. You're funny.
Glad
you're funny.
You.
I haven't stopped laughing since you got here. So, but yeah. All right. Let's talk before we start taking some calls here. You are an author. You wrote some books. Yeah.
Yes.
You want to talk about?
Okay. I wrote back in like 2009 or 2007. I published Living with Messages from Heaven.
Okay.
And I had at that point in time totally felt as if, and I still do, that's it, it's heaven, I'm not calling it anything else, that's what it is.
Right.
It needs a name, that's what I'm calling it. And with that came this process where I had to somehow justify what I was writing. So basically the book is over 30 mini chapters. I call it the bathroom book. And it talks about everything that has to do with being an advocate for psychic mediumship in the millennium and prophets in the millennium. I mean, if you really look at what you and I do for work, we are the definition of prophets. You know, because that's what the prophets would do, predict and help and connect with God and bring through, quote, real, truthful, correct, end quote, messages, you know?
Right.
So I go through and I talk a lot about what it is that somebody should look out for when they're getting a reading. You know, I throw in a little bit of the, let's talk about the evil and the Satan and the devil stuff, because everybody has to have a little piece of information about that. And I give an opportunity for people to then go and expand their own by researching things that I mentioned. But I put ethics in there, client responsibility, how to get a reading, how to walk out of a reading, when to walk out, and just brought it to the modern day, because it's not as mystical as people think, and it has a extreme amount of, I mean, it's so bad to say, but fortune teller stigmata on top of a lot of it, because just because you have this wonderful gift from God doesn't mean that you use it in such a wonderful way. And so I talk about that. I just felt that people need to know, sometimes if you're doing this, you're doing this. Sometimes you don't even know you're doing it. And if you're not aware of what's going on in the real world, how are you going to help people? Oh, there was a Boston bombing, and oh, I don't want to watch that, and I don't want to watch that funeral, and I don't want to watch the news for 5 hours. Okay, fine. But how are you going to be the medium to connect with those people? How is spirit going to use you if you don't educate yourself on the situations? You're going to miss the good inside the stories. It's a millennium thing. It's a new wave. Not new age.
Yeah, I know. There was one, I almost fell out of my chair while I was watching one of your videos, laughing.
Which one?
Laughing with you. Okay, because you were talking about psychics and stuff, and you were describing gypsies, and it was just, your voice changed, and it was people have to watch. Go to those YouTube videos. We'll tell you where to find them here in a little bit, maybe. And if she doesn't want to talk about them, when we say goodbye to her, I'll tell you where they are. But,
yeah.
but But they are very educational. I actually posted one of them on Twitter.
Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, I really liked them. I'm gonna have to watch some more of them, but yeah.
Sometimes I go on a rant, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. That's all right. Yeah. Hey, I go on a rant sometimes too. Not always a positive one either. Sometimes, but.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we have those soapbox moments. That's what I call them.
Yep,
those soapbox moments. Because the one thing that I think that we need to get across to people, Rebecca, is that, you know, you and I have a gift. They have a gift as well. And we're all human. We're having human experiences. And sometimes those human experiences, even for us, sometimes might get in our way. Have you ever had one of those human moments?
Oh, yeah.
And how did you get past
Watch it?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you know, because we still have those things. You know, there's still stuff in the world that rubs me, you know, the wrong way. There's just some things that I feel very strongly about, you know.
You know what it is? You're going to bring that up. I wonder if this is supposed to be some kind of divine conversation. I hate this conversation. Highly dislike this conversation.
Okay.
Highly dislike the word hate. Judgment. It's judgment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No matter what it is, it's going to boil down to judgment.
Yes, it is.
I can't. Oh, it drives me bananas. Like,
yep.
You know,
yep.
My judgment can get in the way, or it can be helpful as an intuitive. And I think it's for all of us. But as an intuitive, for example, my 6-year-old is over at the swing set at the baseball game, and these two like 10 and 12-year-old girls walk over, and I'm over by the bleachers a few yards away, and I'm like, this don't look right. Nothing's going on. They're not going anywhere. Everybody's laughing and giggling, but mommy's psychic is on.
Right.
So I call the 6-year-old over, and the 6-year-old comes over, and I say, mm-mm, you can't play with those girls. And she says, why not? And I said, uh-oh, because now I'm psychic and stuck.
Uh-oh.
And I says, well, because I don't think that they're talking good words.
Right.
Well, and she starts defending herself. Well. And I go, I'm psychic. She goes, fine. And she walks away. So it's the same thing with my best friends or my family or other psychics or situations in the real world. It's like, do I psychically read into it or do I judge it or do I – it's so hard sometimes.
It is. Yeah. So you want to take some calls? We got a couple
of
people. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of people on the line. We're not going to get to everybody, of course, but we will try to get some people on here with us.
Good.
And so let's say hi to whoever's on the other end of 678. Could you say your name for Rebecca and myself? Hi.
It's Susie.
Hi, Susie. Go ahead. You're on with Rebecca.
Rebecca, are you based in New York?
No, I'm not in New York. I'm in Connecticut.
Okay. Well,
so
I'm
I can be at the border in 2 hours of New York.
Okay. Well, that's very nice. Very nice in Connecticut as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm so happy to have that Michael has you on today.
Well, I'm going to rock this a little bit. I have information that I want to share with you without you asking me a question. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. I'm picking up the letter R. I'm picking up a father energy, and I hear the word Robert. Now, I need you to know that I was hearing this and feeling the letter R in a father figure before Michael picked up the phone for you. So I wasn't really sure if it was for Michael or for you.
Okay.
I'm just putting that out there beforehand.
Okay, a father figure. My dad is still with me in this realm.
That's good, because I don't predict death. That doesn't happen for me. So don't worry about that. I don't see illness or death or any of that kind of stuff. Where is the R connection to you that may be like a Robert or a Richard?
I do have a Robert living with me right now, a friend of mine. I've known for about 40-something years.
Oh, you don't even have to give me any additional information. Please understand that I have somebody coming through talking about Robert, the R, the Robert. That was the first energy that I had. If you're currently living with somebody who's a Robert, please understand that they probably have somebody who's coming through. Is he with you at the moment?
He's very close by. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I feel. I think his father's coming through, telling him to breathe, breathe, breathe. He can go outside. Don't worry about going outside. Go outside. Like, he's almost hollering at him. Will you go for a drive? Will you get off your behind and go?
Yeah.
And he won't. He's being stubborn. He doesn't want to go. He's being a worrywart. He needs to get over himself. He'll have a great time. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like he needs to do it.
I will tell him that.
Will you understand, or do you need more?
Oh, I understand that perfectly.
Is he a junior? Is his father a Robert, too, or is they are connected to his dad also because he repeats it again? And I also see the month of May connected to you guys. I know we're in the month of May, but I see the month of May. I also see the number 5. Do you understand?
Okay. I don't know what that signifies, but I will tell him about that maybe for him.
It might be just a completion to let you know that his father is talking in this manner. You must have known his dad.
I did not. I never did meet his dad.
Well, he's looking at you like he knows you, so he seems to be around in that way. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much. Where's the, Okay, thank you. Is there another, okay, thank you. thank you. Thank you. Do you have a sister? Is it a sister crossed?
No, I don't have a sister. My mom crossed, and my grandmother's.
Okay, one moment, please. Where's the Where's my LILOI? Louis, Louis, Lois. L.
L.
Lee, Lisa, Lee, Lee. I feel like I want to be a female in your generation. I don't feel like it's your mom. I was looking for your mom, but I don't feel her.
I have a sister, Linda, but she's
okay,
still
thank
here
you.
With
hold
me.
On 1 second. That's great that she's here. Please understand that what's happening is probably somebody, I'm not sure who yet, is coming through for you, but also mentioning Linda, the L-I, that's what I wanted. So she's mm-hmm. here. Just know somebody saying hi to her, too, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and where are the, are we religious? I want beads. So do we have rosary
beads? Yes,
okay,
my mom
I feel
and
like
my
this might be your grandmother. Thank you. Don't let me talk. You say yes or no and nothing else.
Okay.
Nope, I definitely have a grandmother energy coming through. She comes through with two names. So she's a Mary Ann, Mary Ellen. What's her name?
Yes, she's Mary.
Mary, I know that, but what she's defining with me her second name as well. Mary Ann, Mary Ellen. It's a middle name. It must have passed down to other people. So your name is her middle name or something like that.
Okay.
Or Linda.
Well, our middle name in the family is Marie and Maria.
Okay. So it's kind of like the Mary, but they did the Marie and the Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's just trying to define the ownership within the name for you to let you know who she is. Sweetie, your mom is fine. Your mom is fine. Did your mom have cancer?
I don't believe so.
You don't believe so. Tell me again. Tell me no. If you don't think she had cancer, tell me no.
I believe not.
Okay. Did your grandmother?
Yes, she had.
Okay.
She died of leukemia.
Okay. You don't have to tell me that. I could have told you that if you didn't tell me. Yes or no?
Okay.
I'm such a hard butt. I'm sorry. So, but if I want, you want good, right information. I love it when they give it to me right. When you give it to me, that means that you're listening to them instead of me.
Oh, okay.
So you absolutely cannot deny that you just heard your grandmother tell you leukemia after twice they've told you not to say anything. Because we can't not talk to that awesome God energy, and that's where your grandmother is. She talks about the rosary beads. She talks about communicating with you, you communicating with her, which is why it's so easy for you to hear the next words that are going to come out of her mouth. It's a blessed telepathic communication you have with her. She talks about the beads more than once. Are you Irish?
No.
Okay. Who's the Irish person?
Not really sure.
Okay. I'm going to let it slide. It might not be for you. Is your grandmother represented by clovers or iris or March 17th? Is there a connection, even if she's not Irish?
Let's see, March. She, No, she passed in June, but my grandfather passed in March.
So she's just trying to connect that she's obviously with the love of her life. Well, you were fun to read.
Thank you.
Your turn, Michael.
All right. All right. Hey, thank you for calling in, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome, sweetie.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, now, Rebecca, how do we get hold of you if we want to get hold of you?
Okay. RebeccaAnn.org, and it's A-N-N-E.
All right. Because somebody might be listening right now and saying, hey, I want to talk to her. So, you know.
I love that.
Yeah. I feel like that there is somebody that's listening to us right now. And I'm just going to put that out there. You know, if you're really feeling the tug, you know, and, you know, I always tell people we resonate with different people. You know, I always tell people, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and I know that, and that's okay. And so, you know, but, you know, I tell people if you don't resonate with me, you know, go with somebody else. That's why I bring people on here, you know, to get people to know there's other people out there. And plus, I've met some amazing people. I'm one of those is you now. And so,
thank you.
I was watching your YouTube videos. I can't get over your YouTube videos.
Which one now?
it was just all of them, and you were just like a light bulb. And so the one that I started with was when you were talking about the book, something about the soul. I can't remember right now off the top of my head. I can't think of it right now.
Okay. Acknowledging soul.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Acknowledging soul. See? You know what you wrote. So, but yeah. But, you know, and that's where I started. And then I just started watching some of your, where you're, you were sitting on a, like a massage bed or something in one of them. And so I was watching that one. But, you know, it was just your light that was shining forth. And I think that a lot of times, Rebecca, you might agree with me on this. You know, I think that a lot of times we're afraid of our light. You know, I think that a lot of people are afraid to step out there. And, you know, they know they're supposed to. I mean, there's probably people listening to you and I right now that are saying, hey, you know what? I feel this tug to step out, but I'm just really afraid.
Right.
Was there any moment like that for you that you were just a little bit scared to step out professionally?
I can say I don't remember.
Okay.
I fought it.
Okay.
I didn't want to do it.
Right.
But it was always there. And, you know, I was the kid sitting in fifth grade telling the nun happy birthday from her dead aunt and
right.
using her real name. And, you know, I was the one sitting in eighth grade realizing that I knew the person to my left had a brother and a sister.
Right.
But the person to my right didn't realize that the person to my left had a brother and sister. So I'm like 11 or 12 years old going,
right.
What do you mean you don't know? And
right.
realizing that I had a knowing and no one to
right.
share it with, you know, so you put things away. But, you know, you can't deny stuff. It's, you know, you call it weird, you call it a coincidence. I just was brought up with my mother and my father being uber supportive of my impressions and my intuition and backing it in such a, I guess I can say, a Christian way, because they were showing me that what I was doing was mimicking what Christ did, which was exactly what we're supposed to do here, and learning how to use those gifts through him, you know? I mean, I can't say in college I wasn't pulling evil spirits out. I was in college and doing tarot card readings in the dorm. Like, don't ever do that. That's the worst thing ever.
So has anybody, I'm sure there probably are, I probably think I've already answered my own question, but let me ask it. Has there ever been anybody that just look at you and just shakes their hand and go, okay, what's wrong with this lady? Have you ever got that?
Oh, many times.
Yeah,
I kind of separate people. You've got your yes, I believe it, and then you can kind of go up from there, and
right.
They'll accept something that you give them, and how deeply they accept it, who knows, but there's that level up. Then I go down to the skeptic, which I'm a skeptic.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So skeptics are great because they're willing to change their mind and have experiences, but they're also willing to accept things so they can deny them instead of just denying things altogether, you know? And when you're denying things altogether, I put them in the debunking category. And that's the person that comes up to me, and some of these people even pay. And they've already decided that I was wrong about everything before they came. And so I get blocked, or they get blocked, or I get everything right, and they still say no. I have no idea. I'd say maybe 3 or 4 times in the last 18 years I've had an experience like that.
I had a guy one time, I was reading at a shop where I lived, and this guy came up, he walked up to my table when he goes, I don't believe in you, but I want a reading. And I was like, okay, I'm totally confused. I'm sitting there
right. Wondering,
what? And I go, okay, sir, honestly, you want a reading, but you just told me that you don't believe in me, you don't believe in what I do.
Right.
So I don't know, but I told him, I said, but if you're willing to give me a try, I believe that you're going to be shocked when we're done. So
right.
He sat down, and immediately, you know, I started telling him stuff. He looked at me because I was telling him stuff that there was no way that anybody knew because he had the shock hook on his face. And I was like, and then at the end, he goes, I wasn't a believer when I sat down, but I am now.
Aww.
And so that's a good thing, you know, because
I think that's our job.
Yeah. Well, because
even
if
it's a little bit more of a believer, I think we've accomplished something.
Yeah, because the one thing that I liked about the YouTube video I was watching when you were talking about, you know, because you got to be careful. You were talking about getting a reading is what the video
yeah.
was. And you know, you got to be careful because unfortunately, there are people out there, and this is the reason I started, because I got tired of seeing the fakes, and I got tired
yeah.
of people going to the fakes and spending good money and not getting any help, and you know, and getting frustrated and stuff like that. And so I thought, okay, and I felt like, you know, and I agree, you know, I believe you're the same way. I believe that what we're doing is a calling.
Yes.
I believe that we were called to do what we're doing.
Yes.
And so, you know, but there's nothing, you know, I tell people just be careful, you know, because there are people out there, unfortunately, that are out there just to take your money. And,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my book talks about that a little bit because, you know, you can go to somebody who has a gift and they can give you 3 or 4 or 5 pieces of information and
right.
they can be 100% accurate and you're like hooked.
Right.
And then they'll say something like, and if you come back tomorrow for another $100, I'll say a series of rosaries and burn a candle for you. You
yeah.
know what? Baloney. God works faster than that and better than that, and I don't need
yeah.
you to do that for me. God
yeah.
can do that for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Talking about it, I won't say where I went, but I went to a reader because I was in another town, and I can't really read for myself very well. And so
no.
I thought, well, you know, I'll go and get a reading, you know. And this lady had a, you know, psychic sign out in front of her window. And so I thought,
that's a red flag.
Yeah. And so, hey, I know that, but I thought I'll give her a try anyhow. Okay, so I walked in. And now she was right on for a while. I mean, if she had just ended.
Yeah.
You know, if she had just ended, it was going to be a, you know, a really good read. But towards the end of the reading, she goes, well, you know, I feel like that there's somebody after you, and I feel like there's some dark energy. Yes, dark energy around me. And now, if I didn't know any better, I would have bought that line, hook and sinker.
Right.
And so luckily I knew better.
Good.
But, you know, I just looked at her and just shook my head. You know, I was just like, lady, you know, you have no idea. And you know, the one thing, now I've gone to some really good readers, and the one thing I always know when they're legit readers, because as soon as I walk in the door, I went to this one, and as soon as I walked in the door, she came up to me, and she said, you're a reader, and you read yourself, and you use so-and-so cards.
Right.
And I was like, yes. And she and she said, you had a recent death. And I said, yes. And so I sit down with her. So, you know, and so that's how you know. And just all I would tell anybody listening to us is be careful, you know, check them out, you know.
You know what? And I got another good bonus for our listeners, too.
Okay.
If you find yourself in the need, right? It's because it's a need. So we find ourselves in the need for something.
Right.
And, oh, boy, Michael, I'm sure you're just like me. I want a reading every day.
Right.
I wish I could find somebody. You know, it is hard to find a reader to read a reader. But when I need someone, I've learned that you go anywhere you need to go, whether there's a blinking light out front or it's a Renaissance fair or it's some, you know, expensive phone call that you get a reading through, or you just Google online and find something random, or it's a referral, or, you know, and referrals are the best. They really are. You need to go with your heart. And you need to say, okay, God, God, speak through this human for me.
Right, definitely.
You know, guides. Or if you need to call in, you know, your loved one, you write it down on a piece of paper, you put it in your pocket. Some mediums get mad at me for this, but I tell people, bring some items. I may not get it, but it's an energy resource. It's an additional oomph for you and for them. It's an additional, you know, bring that sign with you. If an eagle is a sign, bring a picture of an eagle with you. So maybe that energy is there and I can receive it from them or from you. And in that point, I can then tap in further for you. And it's like, but let God speak.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and talking about that, I think we got enough time to squeeze one more call in here with us. And let's go with 860. You're on with Rebecca, myself. Appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on there. Hi. Go ahead with Rebecca. Hi.
Hey, you're an 860. Do I know you? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Do you have a delay?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't. So you're an 860 number. Are you one of my peeps?
Yes, I am.
Well, who are you?
I'm Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Oh, my God. I didn't know I was on the air. I thought you were waiting for someone else.
No, Kim, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I've been praying.
I can hear it.
I really have been praying because I'm going through such a hard time right now.
Okay.
I have just one question, and I'll honor you, Michael.
Do it.
Okay.
My one question is, my mom died 6 hours before my birthday in March.
Okay.
And she was my best friend.
Okay.
And she died of cancer, and I just want to know how she's doing.
Okay.
That's all I want to know.
Okay. Can I ask God to send down upon you at this very moment through a channeled energy the essence of your mother with a clean body, with the essence of your mother with a memory that sparkles, with the essence of your mother with the energy of love? Understand that angels are abound, and this isn't the only loss that you've had.
Yeah.
Understand that there is no way that your mother can be anything but in perfection for you. There is nothing but perfection for
you.
You want to know how she's doing? She said, my code word is, I'm totally perfect. Do you understand? Perfect.
Okay.
Is that your word for you? Is that what you needed, that word?
No, I just know if she said that, then I'm glad she's okay.
Okay.
It's just the mess that she left down here for me.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe she would do that. That's all. And I miss her terribly.
Mm-hmm. Who else would she leave that mess for, Kim? Really? Else would she leave it for? Who else would she leave that mess for?
Yeah, but it's not good.
No,
it's
but
not
who
good.
Else?
How much worse
would it be, she says? How much worse would it be? Where does the number 6 come in? June. Where's June come in? Can
That's
we
my
end
husband's
this in-
birthday. So
okay. Okay. Your husband
I know
is fine.
My I know.
Yeah, okay, so she's going to connect with that. Where does the letter J come through? Jay. Who's my Jay supporting you right now?
She's
with
Michael.
A Jay.
Oh, she was a Jay?
Was she a Jay?
Oh, John Wall. John Wall. I just called him.
Okay, thank you. She says John is supporting you, so you're not alone. You've got the Jay to support you.
I just called him.
Good. All right. Oh, so she's with you. So if she can be with you and be with me, and you can express a need that you know God can fill for you, you don't need Rebecca or Michael to tell you that your mom is okay.
I know that, but I needed to hear, because I've been to you before, and you have touched my soul like nobody has ever touched my soul. And it hurt. And I actually know I have a soul because of you.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense. I mean it.
So how could a mother who raised such an awesome daughter to say such awesome words to me not be living in perfection right now? She's so joyful. This is joyful. Let yourself feel it.
She's not sick anymore. Okay.
Michael, please share your insight.
Yeah, and I agree with Rebecca. The one thing I want to tell you is I wasn't going to take any more calls. And all of a sudden, please listen to what I'm about to tell you. All of a sudden, I had a woman's presence that came to me and said, "I need to talk to her." I didn't know for sure what that meant, but all I heard was, "I need to talk to her. You need to take the next call." And I knew that it was 860, and I knew that you were connected with Rebecca somehow.
Yeah.
And so it pays to listen to our intuition.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, it sure does, sir. Thank you so much for
You're welcome.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad I goosebumps you, because it's very hard to do that for you.
Yeah, it is.
It is. I know. You said that to me last time when I came in. And you actually really, really made me feel my soul. I never felt it until that day. Never.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know it's
so
through
welcome.
God. Don't forget it's through God.
Okay.
It's my God,
I need to do more
love
praying.
You.
I need to
I love
do
you,
more
I love
praying.
You. Good.
I will.
Keep praying.
All right.
I'm going to. Thank you so much, Michael and Rebecca.
You're welcome.
I love you.
All right. It was nice talking to you. The one that I want to leave you with really quick, I got something I need to tell you, all right? It's going to take time to heal, but you will heal. And the nice thing to know is that she is okay, all right? So we appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now be sure that I don't cut off Rebecca. Be sure I get the right 860 there.
you know, I mean, it's so that stuff just gets my goat. It just...
Yeah.
Oh, how could I ever do anything in life other than connect with people who can rise to such an elevated harmony? I just
Yeah, I know it is. It's amazing, you know, because I was sitting here thinking, you know, we were talking and stuff, and all of a sudden I looked down at the switchboard, and all of a sudden I heard this woman's voice that said, "I need to talk to her." And I was like, okay, talk to Rebecca or talk to somebody on the switchboard. And so and it pays to listen to our intuition. We all have that. We all have that. It's, you know, but the one thing I think that's going on right now, Rebecca, that I've seen is a lot of people is not trusting that voice inside of them, that God voice inside of them saying, hey, you know, do you see that sometimes?
Yes. Well, kind of like Kim just said. She said, you know, you helped me realize my soul was there.
Right.
Well, I know in my heart, and I say this because I say I love everyone. And people will go, well, how can, you know, baloney, you don't love the Bombers, you don't love this, you don't love that.
Right.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. They have a soul, and I may see them someday again, and I will be connected with them. They are God, and so I do love them. Do I like their behavior? No. Do I have any understanding of it? No. But love is beyond that, and I think that when it comes to, like, bringing somebody to realize that they have a soul, that's just it. They're realizing it. It's the awakening. It's the revitalization, because... You couldn't be here without one. Duh.
Well, I think, and you brought up a good point, and I think I'm going to hit on it really quick here. You know, I was talking to a friend over the weekend about identity, and I think that a lot of times we get hung up on behavior, and we say that that behavior is their identity. That's not their identity. That's a behavior. It's a choice that they make, you know.
Right.
But it's not who they are. And, you know, it's just choices. And a lot of people make not very good choices.
Right.
Times. Yeah.
Like me.
Well, yeah. And yeah,
I'm human. Oh, yeah. I've definitely made big mistakes, and I've also made big awesome decisions that have done well.
Yes.
And you know, you got to take chances to see which way to go. And
yeah.
I'm that girl that I'm that tourist that the mother always used to say, you know, oh, you got to beat your own path.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I do.
Well, because if we don't step out, you know, and it's like, you know, when I stepped out, you know, on this field, you know, I was a little scary. I was like, you know, I grew up Southern Baptist and Pentecostal. And so I had some really strong, belief systems that I had to get past. And I thought, okay. But also, you know, I tell my parents, you know, the one thing you mentioned earlier, you know, they really weren't a big fan when I told them that I was doing this. But, you know, I told them, I said, it's no different than a minister in the church. I do the exact same thing. Because a lot of times that's where my gifts started opening up because, you know, we would have prophets come in and I thought, wait. I'm seeing the same thing. They're just saying it, you know. And so,
and so,
you know, I started thinking, okay, wait, I'm doing the exact same thing. So it's coming from the same source, which is God. And I think that we just get hung up a lot of times. You know, people question, okay, where is that voice coming from? Can I trust this? You know, and you know, just go with that. I call it that gut feel. You know, you'll know if it's right or wrong. I mean, you can feel it inside of you if you're.
Of course, and you know, and if God is there.
Yeah.
It's easy to trust it. It's easy to feel the flow and to get the outcome, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's an acknowledgement.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, I mean, it's like a sense of, you mentioned this earlier while we were talking. You know, you mentioned that you've always had a knowing. I mean, you started, you know, knowing right away stuff. And I was the same way. And I think a lot of people listening to us today, you know, if they look back, and this is what I want people to listen to right now, you know, if they look back, you know, they can see that too. They might not, you know exactly what it was, maybe not even want to still accept it right now, but it's still inside of them. And you know, the one thing that I like about you, Rebecca, that I can sense is that you're just trying to unlock all the potential that is inside of everybody, just waiting to be unlocked by somebody like
you or me.
Yeah. That's all we're trying to do.
Yeah, and I'm willing to be unlocked as well. I think that's the fun part about it is that, you know, sometimes you sit there and even the readings will wake you up a little bit when I do a reading for somebody, you know, just like any day at work could wake you up.
Yeah.
Always be willing for more and more and more. I love that part.
Okay, I don't normally do this. I've done it a couple of times. But I keep seeing travel around you. I keep seeing a plane. Are you planning a trip?
Am I planning a trip?
Yeah, because I keep seeing – okay, or why would I see an airplane? I keep seeing an airplane around you.
Okay. I you're reading into something that's so current, it's hysterical.
Okay.
I tried to fly somebody up to Connecticut to work, and it didn't work out, and I have to eat the plane ticket.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's hysterical.
Because I kept seeing a plane ticket, but, yeah, I kept seeing a plane ticket. I saw a plane, and I was like, well, but I didn't see it taken off.
Oh, am I on it? That would be great.
I don't know, but I do see a trip in your future. Somebody's going to call you somewhere. There's an opportunity that's about to open up for you. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say about 3 months. So that would put, and let's see where Spirit's counting here. About September.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. I know, be open for that. So
I will. I definitely will. I love to travel.
Yeah, because I see it's some kind of a lecture or something like that. Somebody's inviting you to do a lecture or something. I keep seeing that for you. All right.
I am going somewhere in November. I'm going to fly in November.
Oh,
that's great.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the Forever Family Foundation is holding their annual conference.
Okay.
And I am flying to San Diego, California. It's the furthest west I've been.
Yeah. And your joy is just contagious. It's just contagious. It's like So someday, you know, if I'm having a bad day, I'm just gonna call you up and say, "Hey, Rebecca, just talk to me for a minute." But it's just contagious, and you know we can all be that way. You know it's not just you. It can be everybody because it's inside. We just have to tap in because I have people. You know, there was a time in my life, Rebecca, that I didn't really laugh as much as I do now, but you know at least Spirit healed that, and you know I learned, and you mentioned this. You know we learn all the time. You know I'm still growing. I'm still evolving. And, you know, I haven't reached that point yet. And, you know, and I don't think that we reach that point until we make that transition. But, you know, because we're always learning. There's stuff about us that we need to work on. And, mm-hmm.
And experience. I mean, there's nothing I've learned from those awesome dead people. It's eat the Sunday. Because when you're crossed over, the way you enjoy it is through your loved ones.
Right.
Like I told my kids, when I'm gone, you better get a shamrock shake every March because those are my favorite. And I promise I will be inside you sucking that shamrock shake with you. So if you feel me, that's what it is.
that shamrock shake. Yeah.
But it's, yeah, you're right on.
Yeah. Because it was last Wednesday. You can find this on my blog, on my website, if you want to read about it. But last Wednesday, my grandmother had passed 30 years ago, Wednesday. And so I sort of did a tribute show, you know, and told some funny stories. Long story short is after the show, a couple of hours later, there was a knock on my door. A box showed up. My grandmother, when she was in physical form, always made me like peanut butter cookies. That was my comfort food. And so the box shows up a couple of hours later. Inside the box is only a bag. Inside that bag is homemade peanut butter cookies. So that was just a really cool experience. And, you know, it took another lady listening to make those. And so,
right.
You know, yeah. And so it was trusting that intuition. That's what I wanted to get to. You know, everybody has that. Sometimes our loved ones have to have your help to get something accomplished for somebody else. It's just like with me and Rebecca. We have to be open to communication.
Constantly.
Yeah, constantly. Yes. You know, 24/7, 365 days a year.
You know, and that's one of the most popular questions, probably for you too, I would assume, is do you ever turn it off? And I always say, well, I've never really tried to turn my soul off, so nope.
Yeah. Now,
and I let God guide and I don't get interrupted.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's the same way. Now, I might turn them down a little bit sometimes, but I don't turn it. I don't turn it off. But, you know, but also, you know, the thing is for me, when I first started, you know, I didn't really understand. I didn't have anybody, you know, that was telling me what was going on, you know. And you know, I didn't have a lot of support like you did. I didn't have that. And so I had to figure out some of this on my own. And, and luckily I have a very funny spirit guide that was put in my path to help me. And so, but,
good.
You know, he's just hilarious. But I've got
a few of them. They push my buttons sometimes.
Yeah, you know. Well, right now I'm dealing with a little bit of an issue, and he is funny because he's just like a best friend. He is my best friend, and
aww.
You know he knows he you know right now you know he's just standing there going, you know, when I'm having those human moments, he just goes, "Michael, just breathe, and I'm here if you want to talk to me," you know, because that's like a friend. You know, a lot of times friend knows to not to push us. You know,
right.
They're just there. You know, when we need them. And, you know, because sometimes we have to learn stuff on our own, and we have to figure it out on our own sometimes. But our guides, our angels, God is right there, you know, just waiting for us to say, hey, you know, I need your help a little bit to figure
it
out.
Or a lot.
Yeah, or a lot, yes. Right, yeah, a lot. Hey,
and why not? It's an endless resource. That's what I get, you know. You know, can you do this anytime? Sure. There's no time over there. This is an endless resource. I can do this for you when I can do it because I'm human and I'm not endless. So, but you know, I do this and I just love it.
We do have to sleep sometimes.
You know, yeah, we are in human form, so we do have to sleep. Your website one more time.
Yes, it's RebeccaAnn.org.
Okay,
and my name is A-N-N-E. I have an E at the end of Ann. So RebeccaAnn.org, and it's a simple site to navigate.
Yes, it is.
And you could just email me or call me, and there's links off of it. I don't know. I say Google me. There's all kinds of fun stuff out there. You'll come across the YouTube videos. You can. Yeah. I'm a hot Facebook girl. Sometimes I rant. Sometimes I post something loving. Sometimes I post something, I don't know why I'm posting it, and 50,000 people will go, "You posted that for me," and I'll go, "I know, because it wasn't for me."
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'll do that sometimes on this show. Sometimes I'll. You know, because I follow spirit. The one thing about this show, I think, is a little different than a lot of shows, is this show is totally spirit led. And if I feel like, you know, even when I have a guest, like, you know, one time I had a guest, all of a sudden I kept seeing something happening, you know, like on one of the coasts. I mean, you know, that's my job. I mean,
I
do see stuff. And all of a sudden I said, okay, we need to stop for a minute, and we need to white light so and so, and. You know, and there was something going on. I mean, I didn't know at that moment, but when I got off the show, there was like an earthquake that happened on the East Coast right then. And,
oh, wow.
And so, you know, and that's the thing, as, you know, what we do as prophets or whatever you want to call us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do
call me
stuff.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, you know, and yeah, just as long as you call me for dinner. So, but yeah. So yeah, but hey, you know, I do appreciate you so much. I appreciate the gift inside of you, and you know, we're definitely going to have you back. We'll just have to work that out somehow. Now, are you on Blog Talk?
I have numerous shows.
Okay.
Podcast, Blog Talk. You can download them for free on iTunes. I have not returned to Blog Talk in a long time, but I would love to plug Janine Barzali. She is on my website too, and she does a Blog Talk show right now, and we had done one together for many years. You know what? I will definitely get back to it someday.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And hey, you're always welcome to pop in here anytime you want. Just let me know.
I would love that.
Yes, anytime you want.
Definitely will when I've confirmed my tickets, or if something new comes up and I'm traveling in September also.
And also when you write your new book.
I promise.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. But, hey, we're going to let you go. But, Rebecca, it's been a pleasure. And hopefully you enjoyed yourself, which I know you did. So
I did.
I know. And so, hey, and I'm sorry to all the people that didn't get on with us. I really do apologize. But if you would like to check her out, Rebecca, one more time, how did they do that, your website?
Pardon me? Say it again?
Your website, please, one more time, just for the people that didn't get on with you.
RebeccaAnn.org.
All right. Thank you. All right, Rebecca, you have a great day, and we'll look forward to you whenever you pop back in with us. All right.
Excellent.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Blessings, Michael.
Bye-bye. Okay, man. Yeah. So that's all I can say is, wow. She is awesome. I hopefully you enjoyed the show today. And like I said, if you didn't get on with us, I really do apologize. But I totally am led by Spirit. Spirit wanted me to talk to her a little more than I normally do with my guests. And so if you didn't get on, please don't get mad at me. I don't want you mad at me. Okay? So don't get mad. All right? Getting mad is just a waste of energy anyhow. Just a lot of waste of energy, and so don't waste your energy. Okay, there's other ways you could use your energy. All right, let's see. One thing I want to tell you is check out her website. Let me go there one more time, and go to her YouTube videos. Her YouTube videos are funny. You can find her YouTube videos by just typing in Rebecca Ann, and then her last name will pop up. Put the L O, and then it will pop up. The YouTube videos. I'm going to watch some of them. She has a whole bunch. She has like a YouTube channel, so check them out. Website for Rebecca Ann is rebeccaanne.org. Rebecca Ann. Okay.
All right. So check her out. Yeah, man, I was just like, wow. Because the one that I will tell you, when I schedule guests, and I'm going to tell you how I schedule these people, because it's just amazing, okay? Like I said, this show, from the moment that I started on Blog Talk, has always been about you and have been about spirit within us. And I prayed about it when I started. I was like, okay, I don't know. I don't even know anything about Blog Talk. I don't know what you want me to do. I just typed in Blog Talk. I scheduled a show, and I'm doing what I'm doing. But how I find my guests for Spiritual Talk Radio is this. Is how I found Rebecca. Is I go to the search engine and I type in psychic mediums. I go down a list. There's a whole bunch. If you type in psychic medium, you're going to find a whole bunch of them. I go down and the names that pop out of my screen, I ask God to lead me to the ones that they want on this program. And their names pop out of the screen at me and then I contact them. Then I leave it up to Spirit again and say, because I usually contact maybe 10 or 20. And then I go, okay, the ones that you really want on, like when I started scheduling for May, I said, okay, which ones do you want in May? You know, what are the ones you want on? Who do you want on? And I pray about it. And then I leave it up to Spirit, and those people contact me. That's how I find guests. That's how I found Rebecca. Spirit led me to her. I believe that with everything inside of me. So, yeah. So, and I'm thankful that Spirit led me to an amazing talent. And so, not saying that all the other guests haven't had amazing talents. I got to be careful that people don't twist my words, unfortunately. But everybody that I've had on my show are awesome. I mean, honestly, from the very first guest I had till whenever it was time to say goodbye to pass down the line a little bit, we hope, you know, I've had amazing guests. And I love the journey. I love what I do. Not just here on Spiritual Talk Radio, but my life in general. You know, just like you, I have hiccups, I have bumps in the road, I have those human experiences that I just want to pull what's left of my hair out. And there's days that I just want to take my head and just bash it against the wall. But I know that, first of all, that's going to give me a tremendous headache and not going to help. And so don't do that, because that is not going to help. I was mad one time. I'll tell you a story really quick. There was a time in my life, this is before I opened up to my gifts, and I was just disappointed, and I was just mad because something didn't work out for me. And I used to have a really bad temper. Luckily, Spirit's helped me with that. And I was on a street corner, and I just got a call. I was wanting this apartment, and I didn't get this apartment, and I just got really mad, and I felt all. Have you ever felt that anger just piling up inside of you? And so I took my fist and I hit the no parking sign that was right beside me. Don't ever do that, because that hurt. Okay, so don't ever do that. There's other ways to release your anger in positive ways. That hurt. Don't ever do that. Luckily, I didn't break my hand. Because sometimes we react to situations, and when we react to situations in our life, we can make things worse. Me reacting to that anger could have made the situation worse, because me hitting that sign, not using my brain very well, could have broken my hand, which would have made the situation worse, and then I would have been mad about the situation, mad at myself, mad at, you follow what I'm saying? So be careful
You know, I think that a lot of times what we're doing, my friends, is that we're reacting, not responding. We're too quick to react. I'm not getting on to you because I do it. But I'm working on it. I'm working on not doing it. You know, we got to really look at ourselves some more. You know, laugh a little more. Hopefully you laughed today. I hope you did. I'm still laughing. You know, because from the moment Rebecca came on, and I knew it was going to be like this because I like I said, I watched her YouTube videos and I was like, whoa, she's gonna be this powerhouse of energy, and she is, and I know that will always continue in her life, and so, but the one thing I will say is I didn't know exactly what to expect, but I'm glad that I had the moment. I'm glad I had that dance with her, and hopefully you enjoyed it too. And you know, and just enjoy today. You know, I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's snowing. I don't care if it's sunny. I wherever you are, just have a great day. And you're the one that creates that. It's all in the way you look at things. It's all the way you look at stuff. I say that over and over and over, but it's so true. You know, I could look outside my window right now, and I could look at the gray skies, and I could say, man, you know, this day is just not a very good day. But you know what? That is not the truth. I look out the window, and I go, okay, yeah, you know, maybe it's a little gray, but it's cool. And that's awesome. And it's, you know, and I'm alive, and I got breath in me, and I had a wonderful guest on my show, and I've had you here with me today. Because this is like a family to me. You're like family to me. And so, yeah. So I love you guys so much. I really do. And Rebecca, thank you so much for being you. So my word as I get ready to close to you all today is, hey, I do have a guest coming up, don't I? I do have a guest coming up. Hold on. Let me go over. You can go over here with me. And why don't we go over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. And let's find out. I have a guest coming up. So let's go over there, spiritualtalkradio.net. And let's find out who my Friday's guest is. I forgot. So my computer will work here. We'll get over there. And spiritualtalkradio.net. You can find upcoming guests there. You can find previous guests there. It is the website, the official website for Spiritual Talk Radio. And Friday, I have Melinda Carver. 6 p.m., Melinda Carver will be with us. Tomorrow, oh, yeah. I know it's not over there, but I'm giving you a heads up. Tomorrow I am on air. And tomorrow we will be talking about afterlife communication. I'm going to be diving into that. Go a little bit deep into the deep end of the afterlife communication pool, and we'll be learning about that. And you know me, I want to make it. It's not going to be da 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 and boring. We're not going to do that. We're not going to let you go to sleep. But so join me tomorrow for that program. I don't know exactly when it's going to be on yet. I don't have the time yet. So pay attention to the show page here on Blog Talk Radio. Look for me tomorrow, Thursday. Okay. Let's see, what else do I want to tell you? We will be on Saturday as well. So you get me most of the week. Actually all the week. Most of the week. Yeah. So join me tomorrow. Have a great day. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. And let me find a song to close out with. And if you would like to get a full reading with me or learn more about me on a personal level, www.spiritualawakening.com. You can always drop me an email. Tell me what you think of the show. And so if you just want to say hi. you know, I would like to get to know you. I always put this out there, and I always ask you to write me. So let's do it again, insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Insights with Michael. It's really easy. It's Insights with Michael. It's INSIGHTS with Michael, ymail.com. It's just Yahoo without the who part. It's just the Y, ymail. All right. Not the word Y, just the letter Y, ymail.com. All right. We're done. And we'll see you back here on tomorrow, actually. I was like Friday, but we will be here tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow. Let me go ahead and put on this song. And all right. You guys let it shine. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Opinion, the first to take a stand. I'll play it safe and wait for a sign. I'm gonna throw myself out there and let my light shine. Let it shine, let it shine. I'll let my big, bright, brilliant beam of radiant light shine. Wasn't right.